Welcome to the All 7 Days podcast. Dan and Trevor here, taking your questions from the perspective of a couple of church members having a conversation about spiritual matters, where the Bible gets to define truth in our minds and perspectives, gets to conform to that truth. How are you, Trevor?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, just fine. Trevor, where can they send their questions in? Our listeners
at all7days.com.
Or?
The fan hangout on Facebook. Or they could text and call.
And what's the number there?
No.
864-660-9473. This would be like a commercial to you already, Trevor, where it's like a jingle in your head. You've heard it so many times, you should just know this. So
I don't know.
Maybe I should give you a couple of demerits for that. But anyway, 864-660-9473. And what can they do there, Trevor? They can leave a voicemail or a text. They can't expect someone to answer, because I ain't got time for that. But we do love hearing from our listeners in either of those fashions. And where can they listen to the podcast, Trevor?
Oh, they could go on Amazon, right?
We're on Amazon. And Amazon Audible. Music now, Audible, and all your other favorite podcast catching apps. Spotify, Apple, Google Play.
You know, I'm highly upset that we didn't get a contract like Joe Rogan's contract for Spotify.
Really? What kind of contract? I didn't hear about his contract. What did he get?
Yeah, he got $100 million.
$100 million, man. If they had only asked us, we'd have done it for half that.
I mean, half. We take half. That's a bargain, right?
Filled the same time slot, half the price. They could have saved $50 million right there.
I mean, we're cheap, but not that cheap.
But we had a whole lot bigger market to sell our mugs and t-shirts at all7days.com/shop.
We probably have different size mugs.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'd have bigger mugs.
Bigger mugs. Maybe our own coffee brand.
We could get our... God, man, there's so many marketing ideas for $50 million that we could do. And what else? If you want to support this banter and other craziness, you can do so at anchor.fm/all7days. If you get us to 50 million, I don't know what I can promise for that, but
you get a free t-shirt.
It'll be a mug. If you as supporters get us up to 50 million, we will put on a much better show, I promise. So what's going on with Trevor? Anything new happening in the life of the bodybuilder? Arnold?
No, I'm about 2 weeks out from a competition, so
2 weeks. So
it's getting close.
So I've done some training for some big events like this, right? Some big century rides, some big climbing rides and that kind of stuff. And I know the last 2 weeks it gets a little different in your training, getting ready for it. You don't stop, but you start dialing back the intensity a little bit.
Right.
Is that same for CrossFit kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think I think everybody's different, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to go one more week fairly hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then that last week kind of pull back a little bit, make sure because we're older. And so we want to make sure like our knees and our joints are feeling good and we're not just super tired.
You don't want to enter a big competition sore, right? I was always under the mindset, I want to maintain some soreness for a period of time because I'm building muscle. When I do that, I'm tearing down and building. But then when it comes time for the big event, you that last week or so, you kind of taper back. You still stay loose. You don't do anything really strenuous. You want to make sure that when it's time for the competition, you're feeling at your peak, rested, but not rusty, I guess you could say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that I think that last week leading up to it, I won't probably lift the first couple days of the week, and then after that, quit lifting and just do some rowing on the rower and riding a bike.
Just keep things loose. Keep the heart pumping.
Yep.
That's good. Good.
Keep the blood flowing.
Good plan. Good plan. I like
ice my body, just take care of it.
So this is down in Florida, right? Again?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And when you're headed out, when is that competition? A couple of weeks.
The 24th, September 24th is when I'm
September
leaving.
24th. You
Yep.
know, by the time this episode airs, it might be September 24th. I don't know. Yeah, because
Yeah,
it's
it
12
could.
now. It might be. So if you're listening to this, Trevor's picking something heavy up.
He is currently picking something heavy up.
Picking up something. That was completely bad grammar, wasn't it? Picking up something heavy is better than picking something heavy up. You don't. Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm not an English major.
Cody right now is cringing. Hey, Cody. Love you, bud. All right. We have a question from Tracy, and we'll get to that right after we pick up something heavy at a quick break. This is the All 7 Days podcast. Well, that was extremely heavy. My back's thrown out now. Thanks for coming back and listening to the All 7 Days podcast. Stan and Trevor here, answering a question from Tracy. Tracy asks, when I pray, and I love this question, when I pray, number one, because she's praying, when I pray, I tend to use God and Jesus interchangeably during my prayers. Should I be addressing one or the other or both, since they are one but separate at the same time? And this is a great question because it gets to really a topic that I think is misunderstood a lot. And that is the topic of who God is in the Trinity, right? So we know God is one God, but God is three persons, right? And he doesn't, I think we've talked about this before, he doesn't change persons or change modes, right, during time, throughout time. God is eternally Trinitarian. He's always been Father, he's always been Son, he's always been Holy Spirit, all three persons existing eternally as one God. Okay? And you can even see it, and I told you this at the beginning. I was going to look at Genesis 1 through 3. When it talks about creation, you can see the three persons here. And I said you might have to squint just a little bit, all right? But it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? So now we have God, okay? The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Okay, so there's the Spirit of God. In verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, now the third, you have to squint just a bit to see the sun, because it says, and God said. Now, why do I say that's the sun? Okay, well, if you go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, it's pretty easy to make the connection. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, okay, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. And then you slide down to verse 14, and it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we know that, and it says, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word here is speaking about Jesus. And it says Jesus was with God and Jesus was God and he made things in the beginning, right? And Genesis 1:3 says, and God said the words, let there be. So I think with a little bit of squint and a little bit of letting scripture interpret scripture, you can see the Trinity right there in Genesis 1. And so, but then Tracy's question is, well, who am I praying to? Am I praying to God? Am I praying to Jesus? And she doesn't mention the Holy Spirit, but can I pray to the Holy Spirit? Well, And I'm also mentioned at the beginning of this that I feel very unprepared because it's been just a crazy hectic week. So getting all my ducks in a row for this podcast has been a little difficult. But I do know, and we'll get Bradley to speak to this when he comes back on. I do know that Jesus prayed to the Father. Okay. So Jesus addressed the Father, but can we also pray to Jesus? I guess is the overarching question. And then and I'll even go ahead and ask the other question, can we pray to the Holy Spirit? Okay. So, and I'm going to make the inference here that since they're all God, and when we pray, Jesus is interceding for us to the Father. We're essentially talking to Jesus. He interprets the prayer through the help of the Holy Spirit to make our groans make sense and to turn them into God's will so that they go to the Father correctly. Right? So, in essence, all three are involved when we pray. Okay? So I don't think it's wrong to ask the Spirit for help when we pray. I don't think it's wrong for us to speak to Jesus when we pray because he's the one taking the prayer directly to the Father, interceding on our behalf. And therefore, it's not incorrect to speak directly to the Father. So I think we can, as long as we understand who they are, that we can talk to each one of them individually, recognizing that we're talking still to the one God, even though we're talking to a specific person in the Trinity. Does that make sense?
So, yes, I think, like for me, you hear of the three, the Trinity, and it's almost like I get this mental picture like they work at a department store, and one's in charge of this area, and one's in charge of this area, and one's in charge of this area, but that's not the case.
Yeah, they each do have roles that they play. Play, that's really terrible terminology for speaking of God. I don't think they play. I do think they enjoy each other. But even though they have their own roles and have their own personhood, they do work together in all of those roles. Right? Like, for instance, in prayer, right? We have the Spirit who turns our groans into actual prayers that make sense when we don't know what to pray. He prays on our behalf. And Jesus interceding for us in a prayer, taking them to the Father, because it's only through him that we can approach the Father, right? And then the Father listening and hearing our prayers and acting on our behalf according to his will. They're all intertwined in this prayer that we're offering, yet they each have roles to play in it, right? So they all work in the prayer department, but they all have little different pieces
And
to do
so
for us.
neither one is, I guess, I don't know, higher than the other. They're all
Yeah,
even, correct?
If you read like Jesus's prayer, I think it's in John 17 where he actually prays for us. He talks a lot about, them being in each other, right? I'm in you and you're in me and the Spirit is in me and I'm in this, that there's this in language. So they're constantly interacting with each other in such an intimate relationship that they describe it as not with, but in. So it's a very intimate relationship. So,
Gotcha.
I don't know if that answered your question or not. I don't even remember what your question was.
Just if they, like, I don't know, for some
Oh,
reason I
kind of
have
like a
this whole, like,
hierarchy.
yeah, like
Yeah.
God and then
So,
Jesus and then,
right. So,
but it's not.
in the language of all that, Jesus talks about submitting to the Father and submitting to the Spirit, and the Spirit submits, and so they're all kind of it feels like submitting to each other in the will of God. If that makes sense. It's so hard to get our minds around how the aspects and the interactions of the Trinity and all this kind of stuff, because you know it's just so far beyond our like our mental comprehension. But Bradley, help! it's certainly awesome to think about. But yeah, I think there could be a hierarchy, but there's a sort of a framework that you can kind of build in your mind called the sphere sovereignty of God. And if you kind of draw a circle and you write, Father, Son, Holy Spirit in the circle and just draw a line between them all. And it's kind of how they relate to each other. It's kind of how that is. So if you think of that sphere of influence being, God takes that stamp and puts it on other spheres. For instance, the family, right? The family has a image from God that has the husband, the wife, and the kids, right? And if the relationship is correct, the husband loves his wife like Christ loved the church, right? So there's a service there. There's also a headship there for the husband, but it's also sacrificial, right? So it's not all just a one way you will do as I say kind of headship. It is a super sacrificial relationship, right? And they're living together. All three of those members of the family, father, wife, and kids, are living in submission to each other, but there's also some, how do I put it? Some authority over others as well, right? So it kind of looks like that. You can also take that same stamp that God had of his nature and stamp it on government, right? And if you look at governments in the Bible, there's like a king, right? There's God, then there's a king, and then there's subjects, right? So as the king submits to God, the subjects also submit to God. The subjects also submit to the king. There's this sphere of influence, and as long as the king is submissive to God and rules over his subjects in submission to God, the kingdom normally goes pretty well, right? But it's when the king kind of forgets about God that the whole thing falls apart, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of the image that we can, I mean, anytime you try to put, you know, the awesomeness and the fullness of God in a two-dimensional drawing, you do so with fear and trembling. But I think that kind of helps us get our finite minds kind of around the whole aspect of the Trinity.
I agree. It's very tough to really grasp everything as far as like how can this be done, but we have human minds and we don't understand God's power.
Exactly. We'll understand it better one day.
So here's another question.
Okay.
We go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Is there just God, or do we see God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes. But they're all three God, right?
Right. So is it just one?
Well, here's the thing. So Jesus is the only one with a body.
Correct.
All right. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. I don't know what we'll be able to discern of him visually. Mm-hmm. You know, what did Moses see when God passed by on the mountain? He only saw God's back, but was that a physical manifestation of God the Father? Was that God the Son that was manifested? I don't know. I don't know. What will we see? Because it only speaks of God the Father sitting on the throne, Jesus at his right hand. Mm-hmm. Where is the Spirit in the throne room? I don't know.
Makes you wonder.
Bradley, help.
It's really cool to just kind of imagine. I've done that recently, just kind of thinking about what it will be like.
Yeah.
And how...
If you start singing I Can Only Imagine right now, I'm going to reach to the screen and pull your beard out.
it's like you have pictures of what you know on earth and what you can kind of comprehend a little bit, but yep. I don't know. I'm sure we'll all be blown away when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you have found a few things online too that kind of help put some perspective on who we're praying to and why.
Yeah, I mean, that? I to be honest, I had never really given this question any thought. So I typed in the old Google machine. Who are we supposed to pray to, God or Jesus or whatnot? And yep. I found some. It was like a blog a woman wrote, and I probably should have put her name up here, but I forgot to. And I just read through a page real quickly, and just something I stumbled across near the bottom was, is what she said when she prays. She says, when I need to address my prayers to my teacher, my savior, the one who's walked on this earth and knows firsthand my struggles, then I pray to Jesus. Mm-hmm. When I'm praising and worshiping, asking forgiveness and accepting grace, asking for guidance or praying for the needs of others, I usually pray to God.
Mm. Okay.
So I thought that was
And I thought that's good, but she leaves out the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to add one to the Holy Spirit for the Holy Spirit that says, when I'm asking for understanding or clearer image of God in my head and in my heart, I ask the Holy Spirit for help, especially when reading his word and in worship. I think that would kind of round out the Trinity there. And at Res, that's a very standard practice. We worship, but in music, but then when we start to worship in the word, one of the standard prayers that gets prayed is, Holy Spirit, help our minds to see the glory of God in this scripture that we're about to dive into.
Right.
Which I think is a great prayer to pray even by yourself when you're getting ready to read scripture. So, cause he is the one who opens our eyes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good stuff. Good stuff. What else? Anything else we need to talk about here? So Tracy, when you pray, you can pray to either God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, or you can pray to the Holy Spirit. And I think all of that is fine. Just understand who they are. They are not the same person, but they are the same God. Which every time I say that, I like shake my head and like, what? What did I just say? But that's the reality of it.
Yeah. That's the amazing part is that God could be three different things. But all in one.
Yeah.
And it's we can't comprehend it.
And in such unity and love and joy, it's just the perfect being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what was I about to say? There was in Genesis. There's a little thing I'll point out here. In Genesis, when God goes through creation, right, and he creates all 6 days of creation, and he culminates creation by creating man, right? Mm-hmm. And he gathers up some dirt, and he makes Adam. And then God says something. At every day of creation, he says one thing at the end of it. And what does he say? He says, it is good. It is good. And when God says something is good, he doesn't mean like, yeah, that's all right. He's like, This is good. This is perfect. What I've created is perfect. It's exactly what I meant to create. I didn't make any mistakes here. This is perfect. This is good. But when he got to man, he said something very unusual. He said, it is not good that man should be alone. Right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to create Eve. Now, at that moment in time, God said, it is not good. Now, had God made a mistake at that point?
No.
No, God doesn't make mistakes. Thank you for that answer. Well, what was he saying? Now, scholars have called this divine pause, and it gives us a insight into God about what he intended for man and relationship. Adam is there by himself at this point. Eve has not been created. And God says, it is not good for man to be alone. Why would he say that? Because there had never been aloneness before. God exists as one God, but three persons in eternity past. He has never been alone. And he recognizes, and we need, and says it out loud so that we can recognize that man is not good for him to be alone. And then he creates Eve, and then it's what he intended, right? Mm-hmm. They, as God said, let us, there's the Trinity, let us create man in our image, right? God doesn't say, let me create. He says, let us create man in our image. And he wasn't talking to angels, because angels don't create.
Oh.
So, anyway. So, there's never been aloneness before. That's why he said it's not good for man to be alone. Which I think is an incredible thing to realize, that God in three persons, one God in eternity, both directions, has always been in that state.
Right. Like when he created earth, didn't then create Jesus, and then the Spirit was all already like that.
Right. They had all existed. They all have existed for eternity. And still are.
Blow my mind here.
It's crazy. It's craziness.
It is.
But it is what it is. That's our God. That's who he is. Yeah, you're almost tempted to say that's who they are, but but it's who,
right,
he,
that's
it's who
they
he
are.
Is. No. That's who he is. Oh, man. All right. Cool. Should we stop? Should we stop there? Bradley, you've got some work to do on this episode. Help us out in understanding the Trinity better, and at least being able to verbalize better. I think we have a pretty decent handle on who the I don't know what I got a handle on, but anyway. Listeners, help us out. Bradley, help us out.
Yeah,
help us articulate this better and understand it better. So that's what we're here for, right?
Yes.
See what we can dig out ourselves.
We're just talking about stuff. Whether we get it right or wrong, we're just talking, trying to understand.
That's right. Then Bradley fixes us most of the time.
He comes in, he's the great fixer.
He is. He's really good at it. But, you know, he's got a degree and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. We better wrap it up there. Good to see you, Trevor. You look fit.
Good to see you too. Thanks.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Well, good luck on your competition. That will be over by the time this podcast is heard. How'd you do? Well, thanks everyone for listening today. Remember, get your questions and comments in at ask@all7days.com, 864-660-9473. Join the All 7 Days Hangout on Facebook. Let others know about the podcast. Check us out on Amazon Music and Amazon Audible. Leave us a review on iTunes. Support us, all7days.com/shop or anchor.fm/all7days. $1 a month is not a bad thing. Leave us a review for the podcast. Let us, I already said that. Why is that on my notes twice? Let us know how we're doing. And again, thanks for listening. This is the All 7 Days Podcast, where the goal is to make you think so highly of God that you forget about yourself. Now go give someone what you value most today.